Okay, so let's resume that. So you were saying you and... So this is, again, this is Matt Smith. I'm 45 years old. Today's May 8th. May 8th today, right? May 8th, 2016. I'm speaking with my father, Sidney A. Smith, and we're in the basement of our house at 329 East Brown Farm Lane in Draper, Utah. So we're picking up on the previous interview that we just finished, and so Dad was talking about his childhood and some of the things that he liked to do as a boy. So Dad, you were talking about playing basketball with your friends and running around and playing night games. So what are some of the other things that you like to do? You were talking about running around through and gardens and night games and that. So keep.
We would fix up things like swings. My father, in addition to owning a men's clothing store, built a barn where we would have up to 1,000 chickens.
Oh, right there on your property.
Right on the back of the property. Oh, wow. And then next to that we had a big garden.
Okay.
And of course we had responsibilities. It was a way of life.
Now I remember Grandma Pocock's garden. Was it as big as that, or was it bigger than that?
Near the same size.
About the same size. It was pretty big.
Yeah, it was near the same size. It may have been just a bit bigger.
Okay.
But I remember things bigger now.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I remember that garden being just huge.
So we all had responsibilities. Everybody knew. Jim and Joe and David Loosley lived a couple homes away. Mm-hmm. His father owned a fairly sizable farm. And so they went with him constantly to work. That was just part of what we did.
Okay. The kids went with him to work.
The kids go work. Okay. And as soon as we could, because my father didn't own the farm, so I had my responsibilities as a youth, carrying buckets of mash to the chickens and cleaning out the chicken coops.
At your house?
At my house.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you just knew, that you had to feed the chickens. Mm-hmm. You knew that you had to gather the eggs.
Was that something you had to do every day? I mean,
every day. And you had to clean the eggs.
Okay.
And my sister would, Jerry, my oldest sister, would pack the eggs. Mm-hmm. She had to candle them all to see that they were good. And she would pack them, and then we had people that would come and take them away, and my father made money from the chickens.
So you sold eggs?
Eggs. Okay. And because of that, we had, our Sunday dinner was chicken. So we had, we loved it. My mother was a good cook.
Yeah, yeah. What any other activities that you guys like to do, you know, as a boy?
Well, because we had those buildings,
uh-huh,
and there were some large trees, we would tie ropes onto the trees,
uh-huh,
and then
someone
swing.
Would have to climb up and...
Yeah, you get a big
rock and chuck it over and...
You get a big... You climb up on top of the barn, and there would be a tree there, and we'd already attached a rope to the tree. And then you'd have a stick where you could reach out and pull the rope back to the swinger.
I see.
And then you'd swing out, and the trick was you had to be sure that you had enough power that you could get back to the barn.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you'd be dangling and then just have to drop.
Oh, wow.
You know? So you knew that. And then we had a canal where, a block and a half away where... parents told us we couldn't go, but we ended up there always, and because it was fun to swing over the canal. Mm-hmm. We took the same kind of rope down. And
Where was that located, you recall?
It was between 2nd, I think 2nd and 3rd East.
Okay.
Between 4th and 5th North.
Okay, so pretty close to your house.
Yeah, it was close to the house, and then if you happened to fall in, then it was surrounded by a pasture, and you'd take your clothes off and lay it out in the sun.
Mm-hmm. Let it dry.
Let it dry so that when you got home, you had a chance of your mother not realizing you've been up where you're not supposed to be. But we did that. But a lot of the time, and as soon as you got old enough, you know, you were expected to go to work.
Uh-huh.
You know, they would have...
How old was old enough?
I don't remember clearly. There was always work to do, mm-hmm, for a young person in the neighborhood. We used to take cows back and forth to pasture and you know, feed the animals, and we, you know, that kind of work that was always available and had to be done. But as soon as you got old enough, a farmer would take a chance on you. So he would pick you up.
So he'd say, "Hey, are you interested? Come work for me." And you'd say, "Yeah."
I'd be after him. Let me come.
Oh,
work.
Okay. You'd ask him.
So you you learn how to you find a job.
Yeah.
You know, Dad would say, "Get a job."
Yeah.
So I would find a guy who's willing to take a chance on me, and I just had to prove myself.
Yeah.
I knew Dad was going to hear if I didn't do a good job. And so I go out and I work, and whatever he told me to do, I did.
Yeah.
And so he would pick me up, take me out in the morning, and bring me back at night. And then I was old enough, I got old enough to where I guess I would be in the 12 or something, 10, 12. Where you learn how to thin beets, because you had a lot of sugar beets in that area. That was really hard work.
Why? Why was so hard about it?
It's
you're down on your hands and knees, I guess, right?
You're bent. You can't get on your knees.
Oh, you
can't. Have to move. You bend, or you have a very short hole.
Uh-huh.
And you go through, and you leave a place about a foot wide. So your hole goes in, a foot wide, and with your hoeing with one hand and picking the duplicates off, so you leave. When your row is finished, you got them evenly spaced and only one plant.
I see.
And you do that. And I was really good at getting way ahead of everybody else. And then the sun came up. Because we would start, you know, we would start at 5. And then when the sun got up and got hot about lunchtime, about noon, it would really get hot and I would slow down and the other guys would catch up to me. But you know, it would be so hot that you could go out in your boots into a canal or into a ditch, and your boots would sizzle. It was really hot. They would.
Is that right?
They literally sizzle, you know. And then I would come home, and one day Dad caught me home. He came home from work for something. It was must have been 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
He said, "Why are you home?" And I said, "Well, we've been working since 5.
Yeah.
They told us we could go home and brought us home." And he says, "Well, there's still daylight." You know, he'd walk away.
He'd walk away. He wasn't looking for an answer.
Daylight.
He just,
why are you here?
Yeah.
You make some money. That's the way he was.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about your family life at home. What was it like?
You know, I thought about that a great deal. I was really fortunate. I grew up in a house where it was peaceful. Not that there weren't any arguments and discussions. There were. My father had the last word.
Always.
Always. But he was strong, but he was fair and pointed, and but I lived in an environment that was peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys eat dinner together every day?
Then I was secure.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I'd always have a food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I knew no one was going to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't active in the church.
Mm-hmm.
But I never heard my father swear. I never heard him look at another woman. I never heard him tell bad, ill stories. And on completely on the other side, I would see him leave an envelope in a till, and he'd tell me, he says, in the store, he'd say, "Now this is for Mr. Jones or whoever." And he says, "I overcharged him, and that's the amount of money I owe him."
Mm-hmm.
He was the most honorable man that I've ever known, just one of these great guys.
Mm-hmm.
Always took care and was courteous and kind to Mother. Mother was tough on her discipline. She spanked a lot.
She did. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Grandma went through kind of a tough part of life.
Uh-huh.
And I've been knocked. When you come into the back of our home, you'd go... As you entered the back door, you could go upstairs to the which went into the kitchen, or you would go down, you turn left and go downstairs, down to where the bedrooms were. And I'd been knocked down both of those staircases.
Is that right?
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah, she was really tough. Uh-huh. I loved my mother, and she and I had, she did it when I was wrong.
Yeah.
And that was her way. I've never had carried any grudges or anything.
Yeah.
I have nothing but love for. I was a, as a child, not I had an eye problem that couldn't be resolved, and the doctors had told my parents, unbeknownst to me, let him do what he can do, but you don't need to push him. As a consequence of that, I never showed my parents my grades.
Mm.
I would skip school, and they would, you know, there was never any consequences.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
But you didn't realize that they were doing it because of doctor telling them that.
I was always kind of free to do whatever I wanted. I would, as a young boy, I would get out on the highway and hitchhike.
Mm-hmm.
I'd see a car coming, and I'd get on that side of the highway and hitchhike. And see
at
a
what
car
age?
Going
12, 14, 16, 18?
10.
10, yeah.
the guy who picked me up said, where are you going? I said, oh, down to Ogden or somewhere, you know. And I just ride with him and then hitchhike back.
Okay.
It's just, I was free. What I was saying is that I was free. Parents, you know, they would go on vacation and leave me home alone. The other kids were gone. They'd leave me home and alone for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
There was nothing, no problem.
Mm-hmm,
it's just the way we live.
Yeah.
And so I grew up kind of as a free spirit.
You know? Did you guys, do you remember eating dinner together as a family?
Yeah.
Was that kind of a tradition? And did you
get
together with, you know, relatives for Sunday dinner? Or was it really just kind of your family?
No, but meals at our home were pretty family meals. Even in the morning, those that were there and available had breakfast together.
Yeah.
Dad had the same breakfast every morning.
What was that?
He had a 2 pancakes and a fried egg.
Mm.
That was his breakfast. And then at lunchtime, for years he would come home to lunch.
Uh-huh.
And mother would always have a lunch fixed for him. He would eat and go. Of course, usually the kids weren't there. We were at school.
Yeah.
And then at night we would have dinner, and we were all almost always there for dinner.
I see.
And it was always a really good meal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, Dad, we'd work in the gardens.
In the evenings when you came home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dad worked hard. My father worked hard and a lot of strain. You know, there was no safety net in those days.
Yeah, right.
If you didn't buy the right clothes to sell, he says, we'll eat them if you can't sell them.
If you can't sell them. That's funny. What were your, do you remember your grandparents?
Very little. I knew on my father's side.
Yeah.
I knew my uncle Alex.
Okay. That was your dad's brother.
My dad's father. I knew him kinda.
Wait, you called him Uncle Alex?
Oh, did I call him?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That didn't mean.
Okay.
His name was Alex.
Alex, okay. So you knew your dad's dad?
I knew him, but...
Where did he live?
He lived about a block and a half from our home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I knew him a little.
Oh, not that much, even though he lived so close.
I was always afraid of him.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
So far as I can remember, I have no reason to be frightened of him. He's the one that started the store with...
With your dad?
With the dad. He had the sawmill before he had the store.
Okay.
And then, so he had, and he had a bunch of cronies that would come to the store and sit around a pot-bellied stove, and I would go in and listen to these old men sitting around.
To chat and...
Chatting.
Yeah.
They always sit back there and smoke, you know?
Uh-huh.
And Grandpa would light a cigarette on the back of his Levi's.
On the back of his Levi's.
Yeah, he'd scratch a match, and then he'd talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always I didn't know he was playing me.
Yeah.
You know, he'd hold that match and they're waiting for him to light. He always rolled his own cigarettes.
Okay.
And I was fascinated by them rolling their own cigarettes. Uh-huh. It was kind of an interesting thing. But then he wouldn't light. Then he'd say, "Oh, damn." He'd drop that match because it burned him.
Yeah.
And everybody'd laugh, and I'm sure they were doing it for my...
Yeah, for your enjoyment.
Enjoyment, yeah. So, and then my grandma, I knew his, Alex's wife, I knew better. My dad was really careful with mm-hmm. his mother. He'd saw her every day.
Mm.
He'd stop...
But you didn't know her that well.
I knew her better. She was great. She loved to cook sauerkraut and rolls and a roast, and she loved that. She'd have us all over. But she was really kind, and she was a lovely lady. And
her name was what?
I can't remember right now.
I want to say Louisa, but I don't know if that's right.
No. I'm sorry, I can't remember.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
But then my mother's...
But did you spend time at their house? Were they that close?
I would come and go.
Uh-huh. You'd deliver something?
I think my dog spent more time at their house. I had a little dog. His name was Pudgy.
Oh, okay.
And he would, in the first thing in the morning, he would eat breakfast, and then he would go to two or three homes to eat another breakfast.
I didn't know you had a dog growing up.
Yeah, his name was Pudgy. Mm-hmm. And the last home that he would go to would be my grandma's.
I see.
And she would feed him. So he got fat. Yeah, it was Pudgy.
And on your mom's side, where did they live?
And they lived about First East and Second South.
First East and Second South. Yeah. Okay.
There's a church house.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And he, and I didn't. Her, his name was Parley, and I didn't know him. Mm-hmm. I was a young boy when he died.
Okay.
They had come from Bear Lake. She...
So that was down kind of central... Was that Central Park kind of close to that area?
Yeah, okay. West of Central.
West of Central Park, yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and then her name... Gosh, his name was Parley. She was a lovely person, and she would catch the bus to come up to our house,
mm-hmm.
and she would always come work carrying a little homemade basket that contained equipment to mend socks and
mm-hmm.
to darn and mm-hmm, do that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And she spent a lot of time with Mother. Mother was really good with her. And Mother was good with Angela.
Yeah, okay.
Angela. She was really good with Alex's husband. Uh-huh. Husband's Alex's wife.
Yeah.
Who was Angela.
I see. Okay.
And he was really good. Mother... Your mother was really good with those two.
Oh, I see.
She really took good care.
Took care of them.
Yeah. Between, and then all the kids loved them.
Yeah.
And so we all took care of them.
Oh, okay.
We just kind of focused. The other parts of Dad's family never took care as Mother and our family took care of the grandparents.
I see.
And I think that's kind of the reason that when my mother, your grandma, got older, that we'd see her every day, make mm-hmm. sure she was taking
make sure
care.
She was okay. Yeah.
So anyway, that was the grand
story. Yeah. Maybe we'll cover one more kind of topic here, and then we'll pause. What were some of your family's vacations? What did you guys do for fun in the summertime when you were out of school, or you know? I remember Grandma talking to me about you going to Bear Lake. Was that kind of your favorite thing to do? Or your parents' favorite thing to do? What did you guys do as a family?
Yeah, our vacations as a family were not what they are today.
Yeah.
It was a treat to go anywhere with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, my parents had a habit of every Monday night they would go to the movie. They had a movie.
Your parents every Monday would go to the movie.
They go to the movie. That was their outing.
Okay.
You know, Dad worked all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and
he shut the stores what Sundays probably.
The store was shut on Sunday, except that we would have to go down and trim the window. You know, change the windows.
Oh, is that what you did on Sundays?
So we'd trim the windows and do some other stuff.
So you'd still go to the stores on Monday, Sunday. Yeah.
That wasn't regular, but it was often.
Yeah.
Dad didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
And so the time that he did, we had, for a while, we had a canyon home that he and his brother built together, built by themselves.
Okay.
And it turned out to be a nice little stream in front, and it was there at the edge of a mountain, and it was, you know, kids could run and climb. And at nighttime, it was cool, and we'd leave the windows open and the water, you could hear the water running in there. It was a great place.
Probably just went up there in the summertime, I would assume.
In the summertime. I used to go up there, I'd take my friends up when I was a little older.
Uh-huh.
I'd take my friends up, we'd build a big fire.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd have snowshoes that we would climb at night. You know,
climb.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I remember as a kid, Grandma talking to me about going up the canyon. It seemed that she loved to go up the canyon and spend time up there. And those were some of my early memories, going up to the canyon and just feeling free and running around. That was fun.
Yeah. It was great. I think we all loved that.
Yeah.
And the cabin was built on what was known as Rattlesnake Slope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You know. You never knew when you were going to get hit by one.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they were amazing. But, we climb up the mountains, and in the wintertime, it was, especially when it would snow. After a snowstorm, and you had a bright moon, you know, it was beautiful.
You could see.
You could see everything, and it was just gorgeous. We did that. We had a distant relative, Horlickers, who had kids my age, and one of the boys is one of my best friends.
They had the meatpacking business, right?
Yeah, and he would grab some steaks, and we'd go up into the canyon and cook the steaks.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. He always said, you gotta have some fat with your meat, you know?
Is that what he said?
Yeah. But he would really cook a good steak.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Dad and I would go up, and he'd say, we had a big front lawn.
Yeah.
And he'd say, you go mow the lawn and I'll fix dinner for us.
Okay.
So that was one of the
You had a big front lawn at the cabin?
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
And so he'd say, you go mow the lawn and I'll cook the steaks. But that was, Dad, it wasn't his custom. It wasn't his custom to talk. Mm. He just didn't talk.
He was a man of a few words, huh?
Yeah, I think he was tired of talking during the daytime.
And he was
just wanted it quiet.
Just peace and quiet.
And that's the way his dad, they just didn't talk.
Yeah.
You know? For example, when I was going to marry your mother, and I worked for Dad in the summertime, in the wintertime. In the summertimes, I go to work where I can make some money.
Mm-hmm.
But Dad and I, we would ride home. And on the ride home one day, I said, I think I'm going to ask Ann to marry me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quiet. And I said, well, what do you think? He says, well, that's what you want to do.
That was it.
And that was it.
No counsel, no advice. That's it. Just, you're on your own.
That's it. Yeah. And, you know, if you made a deal, that was the deal.
You know, it was a man of his word.
This is what you do.
Yeah.
You know, he hired me at 35 cents an hour.
Yeah,
and I figured out after a while that 35 cents wasn't enough to get you through.
Uh-huh.
So I said that I had enough courage to ask him, but I did. I need more money, and he said, "Okay, I'll pay you 50 cents an hour, but you buy your own clothes."
He negotiated with you.
and I thought that's a good deal.
Uh huh.
And it was a terrible deal, but he never let me out of it. So from then on, I
learned the hard way.
Yeah. But we were tight as a family and loved each other.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Well, let's pause this one if you're okay with that.
Sure.
We'll go up and check on the family.
Okay.
I'm going to snap a little photo of us together just to kind of document, and we'll resume with the rest of the questions on another occasion.
Okay.